Greetings, adventurers. Before we begin today's tale, we'd like to talk about our sponsor for a service that is both useful and important. We speak, of course, of NordVPN. NordVPN is a virtual private network application, basically a magic item with infinite counterspell scrolls that can work against the scrying factions of the interwebs and various protective charms that keep your virtual communication pigeons and messages safe. In a technical sense, it establishes a secure connection to a remote server in the astral plane and allows you to access so much more content from across the world and greater multiverse.
We set up our podcasting business while we still lived in the US, but after moving to Germany, we saw several problems arise we hadn't expected. Some of the things we needed on a daily basis are region-locked to the US, like our banking. So we started using a VPN to securely log onto the banking website until we could talk to our bank about the issue. After 2 hours talking with them, their grand solution was exactly what we had figured out, NordVPN.
But NordVPN isn't only a stoic bodyguard, it also has a fun side. Did you know that a large variety of entertainment is region-locked, like your old DVDs? What's a DVD? Let's not make us feel old and instead explain that while you're logged into NordVPN, you can stream television shows as if you were in a different country. I mean, realm state. So you might have access to an entirely new lineup of great entertainment from services you're already paying for and subscribed to. NordVPN even unlocked a menagerie of new German horror content we'd never even heard of and are delighted to be enjoying every week.
To get the best discount for your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/darkdice. Our link also gives listeners 4 extra months on a 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you've been thinking about using a VPN or are looking for a newer and safer way to utilize the content you're already paying for,
or are really paranoid that the Silent One is secretly reading your emails,
give NordVPN a try.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Greetings, adventurers. Season 2 of Dark Dice is being pushed back because two of our friends got married and are taking time for themselves, like they should. We had a quick chat after the wedding, and that's what this episode is about. We'll be chatting about Iceland, our friends, our friendship, and creepy dolls. You can actually hear my soul leaving my body at the end of the episode. Season 3 of Dark Dice starts next month. Shores of the Silver Thrum. We can't wait to share it with you. I have a broken nose, that's why I sound funny. I've been unconscious quite a bit the last 2 weeks, and I was hoping to have an episode to you, but I simply did not have the time between all the surgery and recovery stuff. So, we have, again, today, this lovely interview. Let's kick us off, Travis, from the past.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Thank you. Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Several years ago, we recorded our first interview with Aethor, which you can hear in the White Vault feed. We all recorded around one Zoom mic, and we talked about our many adventures in Iceland and his local stories and such. And now, years later, we play this game called Dark Dice. It's a D&D game, and it introduced all of us together as actual people. That's to say, the actors to each other, because they didn't know each other before it. And two of them became friends and maybe got married. So
maybe
we all went to Iceland for this wedding. It was a lot of fun. And hello.
The rest of us are not friends and we hate each other and we do not get along.
I have at least one official documentation saying I have at least a friend.
So I'm Travis Van Graaff.
I'm Caitlin Statz.
Hi, I'm Cassie.
Hey, I'm Aethor Wilson.
And I'm Hem. Oh, sorry, I didn't do like a... And I'm Hem. I need to feel included like everyone else.
The extra
this
emphasis.
Welcome to the ASMR episode of Dark Dice.
No, but we have actually become friends over the last couple of years, and it's our show has become a thing, and our friendship has become a thing. And
more than our show has become a thing. Like, podcasts are blowing up our lives.
And your shows have become a thing as well. Counterbalance is gangbusters. And also, The Lucky Die is doing fantastic with over 250 episodes.
We are on 273 releases.
God, that is amazing. So
I recommend breathing.
But we got together in person not too long ago, I think.
Three weeks at this point. Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
So we all got together for this wedding because you guys got married.
We did.
Clarify, Hemthor got married.
Hemthor.
No. Hemthor. Nope. Aethor and Hem. There's none of this mangling of names that is unnecessary.
It's our ship name.
She still has her name. I still have my name. Everybody's fine.
That's how it works in Iceland.
Yes, that is like a very Icelandic thing of like, yeah, you don't take your partner's name. That's just not a thing because you will always be your parents' child.
Yeah, that would be awkward to be someone else's parents. Well, no, I guess it wouldn't. But yes, anyway, I'm diverging because I'm a little bit loopy. That's okay.
Be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs. I'm just on ibuprofen. And I have a head injury. I had bones removed from my face.
You had your nose intentionally broken twice and bits of it removed. Yeah.
Rebroken.
Yeah, rebroken. Yeah.
I'm still wearing the brace, which is a new one. I just got it today. Anyway, so we all
this one
went.
Doesn't smell.
Yay!
Okay,
you.
But what about the brace?
Oh. I'll take that. So we all we traveled for like 18 hours basically from door to door to get to your place because you don't live on mainland Iceland. It's an island off the coast of Iceland.
Oh yeah.
And it's like there's a ferry and there's a whole process to get there. Yeah. And then when we got there, we were the German car. It was us and Kesser and we're like, all right, come to Iceland, learn German.
Yeah. We did a little German learning session because I had my plus one who's also German, nee. And I asked Travis if he could pick us up and take us with him on the ferry so we didn't have to rent a car. And it was a lot of fun. And he did well do his German stretches before we started off. I have it on record.
That's pretty good.
And Kesser and Nee had so much luggage for such a tiny car.
It was a very small car. I was not expecting.
You did not even have half of it. Most of it was in Aethor's car.
Yeah. So we went in Aethor's parents' like much bigger car, and we had my brother and my friend Jay. So they had bought like one tiny bag each, and then we went to pick up Kessie and Annie from their Airbnb, and we were like, "Holy shit, this is gonna fit in our car!" Fuck.
Well, like, we were planning to be there for 2 weeks, so
yes, exactly. Like, it's good that you took as much as you did because it would have been a struggle.
Well, it was a struggle even with that amount of luggage. No amount of luggage will save you from negative. What was it, 10 degrees that random night?
Minus 11 in the north, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so warm when we were there.
Yeah, yep. It was like all sunshine.
We had sunshine the entire time, but like since we had the camper, we had to keep close watch on the temperatures at night. And it was like 7 degrees in the day. And then randomly when we were in Akureyri, it suddenly went like minus 11 in the night. And we were like, no, we're doing Airbnbs.
Celsius. So yeah, it was really like, I'm going to say warm in bit air quotes. It is locally warm. So like in single positive digits, that's warm.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
But like a day or two after we got back to the island, because we took my brother and Kesir and me to the mainland on the Sunday and we drove back on the Monday, we had snow on Wednesday.
Yep.
Like a genuine good amount of snow.
Yep, and we had sunshine.
But summer already happened. We declared the first day of summer. Everyone took the day off.
Yes. They lied. It lied.
Then Loa sang. It wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, we were very fortunate to have that sun when we were there.
Well, to clarify, so we got on, we took a train, we took a plane, we took a bus to get to the car, and then we got to the car, we rented a car, we got to the ferry, we saw a waterfall on the way there, a couple waterfalls.
Mm-hmm. And at some point I just hopped on Travis's back and rode him around like a pony.
Yes, there was that too. But then we got
that
onto the ferry.
That counts as another form.
And there was like this beautiful sunset, and it was like the most scenic sunset you could imagine. We saw like the loneliest house, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, there's whales. And it was like, no. And then he looked over and was like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We got some whales sometimes.
It's also like the first time I've ever seen whales on the ferry.
Yep.
And it was like a minute out of harbour. I'm like, holy shit.
I saw them already when we were waiting for Aether and I think Travis to get up from the cars. I was like, there's something out in the bay. What is that? Is that a whale? And
pirates.
Everyone was just like, no, you're imagining things. And I was like, yeah, sure, that's Cthulhu out there. Just raising a tentacle over the shore.
The thing is, like, normally when we're on the ferry and people are like, oh, I can see puffins flying. We're like, I can't see shit, bro. Like, I just see water. And I see something flying, but I don't know what the fuck any of this is. But this is the first time I actually saw the fucking whales. Like, it was so close to us. Unreal.
It was amazing.
Big and beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we also, we thought we saw puffins, and then Aether, you informed us that the puffins don't fly like other birds. How would you describe their flight for those who are puffin watching?
I probably used a very specific phrasing that you remember. I just described it like, it's a bird that doesn't believe it can fly. It's like it's having a stroke while it's going down. Just so terrified of its
ability.
All
the other birds are beautiful and graceful, gliding through the air. The puffin's like, oh, fucking God, help me!
Jesus. But they did look rather graceful when they went under the water.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
yes. They look like Batman.
Oh, did you guys, when we went to the museum, did you get to see the puffins actually dive into the water?
Yes.
That's
fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic. I had to run off because we had a thing that we needed to do. That's fantastic.
I saw them under the water too, and that was before you pulled me out.
Yeah, well, I was getting phone calls and stuff.
What's the phrase when the priest calls you answer?
Ham has been mocking me for like a week now. I was in the bathroom. Taking care of business as you do in the bathroom, and my phone calls, and I just look at it, and usually I just let it like pass, and then I'll just call them later. No, it's the fucking priest. Like a couple of days after my wedding, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm answering this.
So he answered God's call on the can. So if the priest calls, you have to answer, man.
It just made sense in the moment. I didn't want to get a phone call like, either you have to answer now or else God is cancelling your marriage. This is a test.
Oh, this was after the wedding?
Yeah, it was like a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. It was like very shortly after the wedding.
Oh no, am I getting a message soon that someone is like, needs the best people to come and verify?
It's going to happen anytime now.
No,
no,
oh,
no,
no,
I answered the call.
No, I have to go back to...
He forgot to sign the witness certificate.
No!
It's okay, I'm sure Shirley can attest that neither Aether or I are related.
Oh, God damn it.
But our we had a really great time, and then the weather, we lucked out. So we got to see a tour of the island. Like, you drove us around the entire island from end to end.
That was so cool.
You pointed out all the stories, which were incredible, about like people surviving shipwrecks miles off, sorry, kilometers off sea. Mm-hmm. And
see, you had like the David Attenborough version, Kesir and Nii had like the poor man's version.
April's version was great. I was like, I'm learning so much.
I was like, oh. I don't remember what Aether told me.
Right. We split up into two cars because there was too many of us. We would have had to pile like people in the boot.
We needed a walkie-talkie.
So we had Travis, Caitlin, and was somebody else in
Jay,
the car with? Yeah, Jay was in the car with me, and I'm local tour guide over there. And then in the other car, we had two Germans and a Brit going, hey, nice rocks, man.
But it went from like really serious, like historical facts, like, you know, this is the place where in the something hundreds, our island was invaded by slavers, mm-hmm. these terrible, terrible slavers who until, I guess, the 1980s, it was okay to kill people from that country.
Yeah.
And then they were going to play like a game of sports and like, you know, we should probably make a law just to say that that's not a thing anymore.
Let's accept that law. That law is kind of out of date. Yeah, it's not necessary.
Or... the section where we went to the new land after the volcanic eruption, and we got to see all of that. Yeah. I mean, that was great. And then I tried to explain everything to my father in like a 2-hour long Zoom call, and he put up with me.
And like the island, like how close it really came to being the end for the island during that eruption, like mm-hmm. within meters.
Yep, genuinely
firefighting crew.
Shocking.
Editor's note, Kessler's dryer went off and we didn't realize during the interview. It will stop making noise in about 2 minutes.
I actually told the entire thing that, like, your volcano eruption created more land to my friend Chiki, who lives spent, like, 20 years living on Santorini, which also has an active volcano.
Yeah.
And she was so jealous because she told me, the volcano over there only takes land. It's fucking stingy as fuck. Yours at least gives you land.
The volcanoes taketh and the worlds giveth. You need to sacrifice more virgins to your volcano gods. That's all you have to do.
And then we also, like, we heard really weird, unique birds that make, like, this very strange noise that I've never heard before.
The loa.
And I can't replicate with my... Yes. The loa.
Oh, no, you guys are going to make a liar out of me on a recording. I asked I went and asked my mother about this because I was like...
Yes?
What's the loa, right? No, it's a bird with the derpiest fucking name. And I genuinely forgot it seconds after she finished the word. So
no!
I swear before you post this, I'll ask them again. We'll get the exact name of the bird and we can post like a link to Wikipedia so you can get the exact bird.
Rosa Gaukur, the common snipe.
Can I say, I actually thought... I didn't know that you had it wrong, but when we were in the museum, and or mm-hmm. not the museum, the whale sanctuary and puffin sanctuary, and they had a poster with all the Icelandic birds on it, Travis and I were sitting there looking at all of them, we're like, that doesn't look right.
Maybe we didn't
see it well enough.
So, yeah, the thing that Travis is talking about, there's a bird in Iceland, and part of its, like, kind of mating ritual is that it flies around and it flaps its wings in a very strange way, and it makes this woo-woo-woo sound, and I can't, like, imitate it better than that.
And we also learned about the Icelandic horses. If they ever leave the island, they get excommunicated. They can never come back by the Icelandic horse...
Community.
Pope.
They have betrayed their heritage and must be exiled.
Yeah, so Iceland was a very closed-off community. We really didn't, like... It's really hard to get animals to the island and from the island, so it's been, like, very insular for a very long time. And when the commerce became much, much easier, one of the things that Iceland realized was that there's, like, a shit ton of horse diseases out there that we never got. So we just have a blanket ban, no horses in Iceland. We already fucked up with sheep and cows, if I remember correctly. We basically have all the diseases that everybody else has. So we just put our hands up there. But the horses, like, we're trying to save them. And so far, it's been working perfectly. But it does mean that you will almost never see Icelandic horses in Hollywood movies because then the movie has to be recorded in Iceland. And Iceland has notoriously shitty weather. And when
Except
we're having good weather...
Except for those 2 weeks where we were there.
Well, Cam's brother, he always brings the good weather.
Yeah,
it's actually insane. That boy's magic. Iceland also is almost always overcast. Like, you almost always have just that blanketed cloud over Iceland. It's you can actually see it. If you watch Danish movies or Norwegian movies, it's almost always cloudy. And that's just the state of Scandinavia. We just have a lot of clouds. It's just, it's our life.
your island is small, so I'm like reluctant to be like, yes, we went to Westminster. But like also, it's a great place to visit and no one's going to find you because you're really well hidden.
and but, also, on really bad days when we decide we don't want anyone, we'll make you take the 3.5-hour ferry and it will actually be 4 hours, so go fuck yourself.
Okay. But it is an amazing place.
Do you want me to mention talk about the ferry a little bit?
Yeah, go for it. The new ferry, the old ferry, which one?
Yeah, I'll mention the whole shebang.
Ferry.
The true ferry. So Vestmannaeyjar is a small island on the south coast of Vestmannaeyjar, and we used to have a 3.5-hour ferry.
You mean the south coast of Iceland? Yeah, I got that too.
What did I say?
Vestmannaeyjar.
Vestmannaeyjar is on the south coast of Vestmannaeyjar.
Well, not wrong, but...
It's there too,
So Vestmannaeyjar is a small island off the south coast of Iceland, and we used to have like a 2.75 of an hour ferry that went all the way. We recently built a new harbor, so now you only have to go on the ferry for 40 minutes. And it's been a giant boon to our tourism. And we also changed ships recently. So we got this new fancy electric ship. And it looks like a toy. You throw that thing in the ocean and it genuinely looks like a Playmobil, like a thing you give your child to play around with in the bathtub. It doesn't have any harsh edges. It's really smooth.
It opens the mouth and then it goes, nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, yep. Noms the cars. And it's like it's supposed to be able to go from one harbor to the other harbor on a single charge. They're kind of fighting it right now. And also they admitted there was like an emergency and they had to like hurry the boat up. I think there was somebody injured and the helicopter was away. So they turned on the diesel engines that are also on the boat and upped the electric engines to like 80 or 90%. And they went the entire journey in like 25 minutes, which is like half the time. And there was a moment where, like, the rest of us just kind of looked on and went like,
"You fuckers!
Wait a minute! Why was this an option?" So yeah, it's a very like weird little part of the journey, and it's almost impossible to catch flights to Vestmannaeyjar currently because there's arguments about the airport.
Yeah,
who's gonna flip the bill? Basically, is the argument.
Yeah, kind of that. And the ferry that we have that can go to two ports. We have like a good weather, good condition port, yes. And a really shitty one. And the really shitty one is the one that takes like 3-ish hours. Mm-hmm. But the one that's much closer is like 40 minutes. And yeah, we have a newer ferry, which is super cute and nice. And then we have the old ferry, which looks like it fucks and does stuff. So
the old ferry looks like a boat. Like, the new ferry looks like some gentle cruise ship or something. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is. And it's always broken. The doors are always broken.
Yeah.
On the topic of boats, we also went on a little boat ride around the island, which was incredible. Like the weather was perfect. The sun was shining. They played a killer soundtrack the entire way through. We saw the stone elephant.
Yep.
And I didn't get sick.
You didn't.
Yeah, and Caitlin, who's boat sick, didn't get boat sick at all because it was like a roller coaster ride. Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, that was Rip Safari. They took us all the way around the island north of it and like very far to the east of it. They didn't do the south coast. It would have been fun to do that too, but
I think that was like an extra hour of travel time, and they often don't do that in before we get proper summer because it's a little bit more iffy around that side of the islands.
Yeah, before the time. On the north side, you have all of Iceland kind of tempering the ocean. On the south side, you have...
The ocean.
The ocean, yeah. So I'm assuming the waves there get like a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
And they took us to like see all the cool things, and it was genuinely such a nice thing they did. We were their first customers of the year. They literally set the boat afloat so that we could go out because my grandfather's little dinghy thing, some random motor broke, and then the entire boat doesn't work. And I'm not talking about the big off like the water the propeller wasn't broken. It was like a random other motor that just broke and everything failed.
Yep.
So
no.
Yep. So we could have had our like fancy entire circle trips, but that would not have seated 11 people. So
yeah,
we got the best. Snug.
A wedding party.
It was a wedding party.
It was genuinely a party. Yeah, and it was really fun. And the lady was, the tour guide was like really nice. I genuinely do recommend, like, if you have money to burn, like, go do a Rip Safari tour. It's cool.
I remember sitting in the front, and then the lady came to the front and was talking, like, she was pointing at the back and was like, and over there's, like, Aethor. And I was like, wait, is Aethor manning the boat? I turned around and I was like,
yeah, so the captain of the boat is also, yeah.
Yep.
I had a moment of shock there. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, it was a weird flex. I tricked you guys onto the boat and was like, look at me, I'm the captain now.
And then also there were like cannon shots. There was a cannonball from like the 1600s that was just still stuck in the wall where they like tested cannons from pirates or something.
That's the story. Like, I've heard that story a bunch of times, and I can't get over the fact that it sounds like too fun of a story to be real. Like, I get that feeling. Like, I don't know. I feel like history's been massaged into an entertaining story when the reality is...
That's definitely what it felt like to me too.
Yeah, like, the reality probably is at some point in the 1800s, somebody noticed that thing in the wall and was like, is that a rock or a cannonball? Let's say it's cannonball.
It totally looked like a cannonball.
But if you do want to see cool rocks, it was also a very good trip for cool rocks.
Yes. The stone elephant was amazing.
Not just the stone elephant, but the cave systems, the geological formations. It was awesome.
And that one cave where you could see like the other side shining through the water.
Yeah, that was super cool. My favorite part of the whole trip, not favorite part, but like a highlight for me, was when we took the boat out and they were going to show us the elephant rock. And they took us out like really far. And just as they turn around, I heard the lady, and okay, so if you guys look over there, you can see the elephant. And then I hear Caitlin go, oh my God, look at that insert really complicated rock formation word. Oh, you totally see how the insert more information about rocks.
The stratification is so divine.
We just looked at each other and went, nerd.
I did not see the elephant at first. I was also looking at that round circular thing at first.
Yeah.
I don't know, it looked like a hole in the wall or something, or like it cracked open in a circular formation. And I was like, is that supposed to be? Like, I didn't know the elephant. I'd never saw it on Pinterest or whatever. So I took a photo of the wall, and then later on the photo I was like, oh, now I understand what the fuck they were talking about.
Did you never see the elephant when you were out there?
I was focusing on the circular thing in the wall.
If I had been near you instead of in the back, I would have pointed it out to you, and you would have seen it. I knew, though, as soon as we were coming around, I was like, that is the elephant rock.
It was amazing.
100%. I've seen that picture a million times.
I never seen the picture.
Neither have I.
Awesome. I like rocks.
Yes, you do. You guys have
different Instagram and Facebook feeds.
Also, I'm not a big fan of elephants, so it's not like if I Google elephants all day, I probably would have found it eventually. That is just not part of my search history.
It's all bunnies.
Yep, all bunnies.
I'm sorry, we don't have any bunny rocks.
But did you have bunnies? I never saw, like, I saw a lot of animals while we were in Iceland. The only thing I did not see were cows and bunnies. The most mundane things!
You probably saw cows. You probably saw cows, but they looked like horses from a distance.
No. We thought we saw cows, but then we drove closer and they were horses.
Oh, okay.
So we had the exact opposite.
Are you sure you weren't close to cows, and if you had driven away, they would have been horses? Like,
no. We even saw reindeer several times, and one person in front of us almost did a complete stop in the middle of the road, and we were right behind them because they were like, oh my God, there's reindeer over there. And like, he turned around in the middle of the road. He did a U-turn on the middle of the road while we were behind him and drove back and then drove into like a little ditch so they could photograph the reindeer. And we were so confused. We also like, we were in shock because they did a complete break. So we had to drive to the side of the road. And we're like, catch our breath, make sure everything is still, like, stable. Like, we already saw the reindeer, but we were like, okay, we're going to see some other ones eventually. There are several, probably.
Your life is not worth a single viewing of a reindeer, Kessid. I'd kill endless amount of tourists, Germans, to get to the attention.
Hem, did you have a lot of fun the time that we were all together? Were you having a good time?
It was fucking amazing. I was genuinely so happy that not only Travis, Caitlin, and Kessir could make it, that like we had a couple of Ham's friends from Britain. Like, we had so many people that I wanted to show up that I was really... What's it called? I was pessimistic. I prepared for the worst.
Obviously, because I told like a good group of the Brits that I still have good contact with, like, hey, I'm getting married. I want you guys to come. And I think it was like middle of February And I was like, no one's coming. Yeah. No one's confirmed. No one's booked anything. And really... the weekend is really rough because they also have like the confirmation weekend. So yeah, it was looking really rough until like the middle of February when my friend was like, oh, I booked the tickets now. Oh, okay. And then Thursday was like, oh, I booked my tickets too. And my lady's coming. I'm like, oh, holy shit. Everyone's okay. I need to find places to put you all. Fuck. We're running out of beds.
Ran out of beds real quick.
Yeah, we did.
But it was so just like, it was genuinely kind of like, I don't know. There's not the right words for it. I never planned or dreamed of, like, I'm not one of those people. Like, I was just like, yeah, I'll get married one day and it'll be a nice day. And as the day got closer and closer, it's just like, it slowly dawned on you, like, oh, there's like things you want and things you'd prefer to happen. And you would like certain people to be there. People you didn't know you wanted to be there 5 years ago. Like 10 years ago, you didn't realize you wanted these people there. And like, there's a single person that couldn't make it, which was absolutely crushing. We did everything we could to try to help him, actually.
But I figured quite a while back that he probably wouldn't be able to afford it, because one, the flights from the US were fucking ridiculously expensive. And he would lose the time for work and for money and stuff. So I sent him a little message like, hey, I know this might not be able to be a thing, but I still want you to be a part of our day. So he wrote our music in the chapel.
It was so beautiful. You guys sang as well. And sorry, I don't want to embarrass you. I'll just shut up.
So Neil wrote this like beautiful piece of music, and I think it was on iteration 7 before I let Aethel listen to it.
I was getting so stressed because I could see her get like iteration 3 was when I was like, what am I? Like, I didn't say anything, but I was sitting there going like, am I going to be included in this?
No. But like, Neil went through so many iterations of it. I think it was on version like 27 by the time we actually had the music for the church. And he sent me looped versions of it as well later on. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Neil. Mm-hmm. But I remember like listening to it on my headphones. I'm like, this is beautiful. The whole piece is like 6 minutes long and it's really gorgeous. And then Aethel went upstairs to test the music with Hurley and the priest to get his phone to connect to the Bluetooth. And Kessa and I were standing down in the hall and the music started playing. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to start crying. What the fuck now?
We were crying and we were like, oh no, we have to watch out so they don't, when they come back, we have to do manly things again.
Yep, we're
is
manly.
That why you guys were doing push-ups when we came downstairs?
Yeah.
It was flexing. So cool. It was very pretty, very nice church. And then also like the priest was very considerate. He's like, oh, well, there's more people who speak English in this location than I've had it here in a while. So I will do half in English. It was quite fun.
Yeah. Vedar was a really, really accommodating priest. We explained to him really early on that Ham mostly speaks English, and almost more than half the congregation that was going to show up. Congregation. I decided to use that word just because I know it.
That's a good word.
More than half of the people showing up were going to be English speaking, and as such, he offered to do it in English for us. So it was really nice of him. And yeah, there was one thing that he kept harping on that was really like kind of heart crushing. He kept saying, can you guys do live music? Since COVID, I've had to do so much Spotify, and it sounds so canned and fake. And like, I'm hearing the same song in 5 different people's special day. Like, it's not special anymore, guys. And I was just like, no, I can't hire an orchestra to play Neil's song.
Because Neil doesn't know what the notation is.
He couldn't
do that. He could give you the piece and someone who could transcribe it could do it, but we can't fly Neil out here. We can't afford that. That's not happening.
We already tried.
We tried.
Well, you guys sang at the beginning. Again, it was very pretty. It was a very lovely song. And then also, there's a really funny moment where the priest is like, so, this couple has come together through the forces of one person and one person alone. And I could see, like, him looking over her shoulder, like, yeah. And it was like, God.
Like, you've been called worse things.
I, like, honestly, like, through that whole... Yeah, through that whole bit, and he's like, obviously, we know, he's like, is he going to talk about Travis, really? And then he said, God, and I almost broke down into laughter. I almost did.
Like, I thought I would have to take that to my grave. Like, I thought this moment was, like, one I would, like, die knowing, like, what the fuck was that, Aether? Like, you clearly do not understand social cues and importance of words. Because, like, yeah, as he says, like, and we all know, there's a single person who brought them together. And I'm like, yeah, I guess, like, Travis is really the thing. That wasn't in the letter I wrote you. How do you know this? God! Like, right, you're homie. You're a guy.
You're a priest, I forgot.
You're a homie.
That was so good. But, oh my gosh. And then the center as well. I just want to mention the center. So people who potentially do visit Westmanir, do check out the center. What is the center called professionally?
The Beluga Whale Sanctuary?
Beluga Sanctuary and Puffin Rescue Center. The center was really nice, so I'd arrange for y'all to meet, because I'm like, I need you guys to be busy. If we have to go do something, you guys are entertained, and we don't have to, like, you know, still feel like your time here is not wasted. And then I spoke to Thora afterwards, the woman who runs the sanctuary now. She's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about paying. It's a thank you. It's a gift from us for all we've done. I'm like, holy shit. Okay.
Aww.
Nice.
Aww.
I was really shocked when you just went into that corner of a very large house, and you were like, yeah, that's the Sea Life Center. And I'm like, yeah, the fuck am I expecting? Is this like a little corner store?
There's the bakery on the other side, and it's like, this is where they keep the beluga whales.
Well, oh, and then okay. We're standing in the gift shop, and we can hear Hen's voice coming from the other room.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear the rarest of rare Hen recordings?
The yes. Wild documentarian out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they replaced the speakers, so I actually sound better now. Ooh. I still don't sound like me, but I feel really bad for Ern, who's the guy who was on the desk. He's also our neighbour, so even though I've left, he still has to listen to me every single day on loop.
I want to clarify also that these whales, they're rescue whales, and they're not able to be brought out into the wild. They're working on improving their skills.
Yeah, so, Little Grey and Little White were basically in Shanghai, and they're in really rough conditions, and they're being used as show animals. The company that then purchased the places where they were like, yeah, this is not okay, but Little Grey and Little White can't be released back into the wild. They just do not have those skills, and we as humans cannot teach them how to interact with a bigger pod, and we cannot teach them how to hunt for themselves. That's something that they learn through behaviors, and we can't mimic that because we're not a one-ton whale. Actually, about a week after you guys came, they got placed into their sea pens, so they're now mm-hmm. actually outside in the bay, so they have that huge bay just to themselves, and mm-hmm. they're acclimating well. Like, they sent me a video, they were like, we did it. I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking proud of you all.
Yeah, I remember you sent us the message while we were still driving around. I think we were on the way between the Arctic Henge and Höfen, and we were like, well, I guess we have to make another stop in Westman.
Yep. Have to go see the whales. Well,
do you see the whales again?
Yeah.
No, they're much, much happier out there. You can just tell instantly. Like, they're so good out there now.
Do you think they're eating the flatfish at the bottom again?
I think the population recovered enough while they were gone, yeah.
So, in Iceland, we have a very common fish. I think it's just called flatfish. It's this fish that
place.
Is...
It's a place.
What is a...
It's called place.
The fish is called place.
Yeah, with an I.
Oh, okay. There's this fish, and it's this flat fish, and it hugs the sand, and it just swims around the sand and eats little critters and whatnot. And Ham told me that the first time they were brought out into the bay, one of the beluga whales would not eat from the people, but he would regularly come up with these flat fishes, show them off, and then go away. Can I just
so they would try to trade the flat fish they'd gotten from the bottom of the ocean in exchange for fish. They were like, you have this, right? I bought you a toy. Please give me fish.
Look, I cleaned up my pen. Can I have food now?
So that's adorable.
That's such a dog thing to do.
Yeah.
And apparently also one of the rescue birds is not a puffin. It's a bird that just keeps coming back.
Yeah, so they rescue puffins during the summer. When the puffins come, some of them get too sick to go or be released again, or they lose an eye or some shit.
Or they're just, like, they haven't recovered by the end of the puffin season.
Yeah, that's often more the case than not. And, yeah, there's a bird called a guillemot here. And yeah, it got found like a couple of days out of the nest. It was really small and it got dropped off, and the guillemot refuses to leave. Yeah. So they'll take it like out of the ocean away from the island, and it will just get back to the sanctuary before them. So they're stuck with the guillemot.
They said they went to an island which has a really strong guillemot population, and they released the guillemot to the other guillemots, and it went into the group. And they were like, okay, our job here is done. Like, that's after three failed releases.
Because they tried to get it away by taking it out to the bay and going to different areas on a canoe, so it would follow them and then see the other birds and fly off. And they did this so many times that the thing keeps coming back. But yeah, went to another island. They were like, came back, and this fucking guillemot was on the stair, on like the doorstep outside. They were like, well, okay, we tried everything.
I guess you're
quite fun.
I guess we're friends now.
Yes.
I'm just imagining them like arriving at their car and the guillemot is seated on top of them and just staring at them.
Looking betrayed.
That was cool. When are we going home? It was nice visiting relatives. When are we going home? Don't leave me with them. They don't have air conditioning.
But seriously, guys, it was lovely getting to see you again in person and hang out. And oh my gosh, just being around you all again. And then being in Iceland, because Iceland's a fantastic backdrop for fun at any given point of the year, anytime. And Kessar...
Maybe not the winter so much, through bitter experience, my friend. Not the winter so much.
The only other time we've been to Iceland was during the winter.
That's the Northern Lights.
It is pretty to see the Northern Lights. Yeah, you're right. But no, like, what was it? Last winter we had like 3 different blizzards that kind of just locked down the island.
Yep.
One of which on the 24th, which is Icelandic Christmas Day. I know most people celebrate the 25th, but Iceland 24th.
No. And Americans do it. The rest of the world, 24th.
Oh, is it just America?
It's the 25th in the UK too.
Oh, yeah. It's the English speakers. So, yeah, we had like a massive storm on the 24th. My dad absolutely destroyed his car coming to pick us up.
The snow was like up to like halfway up our thighs.
No, it was well past our waist in areas, yeah, dude.
But we were basically kind of like snowed. Like, we had like deep snow probably between like the end of November right through to like February.
Yeah, it was shockingly long.
When people were booking their flights here, it was still snow on the ground. Like, and it was so... The weather was so bad that, yeah, like the island had been cut off for like days and days on end. Yeah. I think we only lost power properly to the mainland once.
Yes.
So we're only on backup power for like a couple of days. But yeah, like we probably cut off from the mainland probably about a week or so over Christmas or like over the winter period. We just can't get off the island. We're fucked. But yeah, no, but don't recommend us in winter.
That's when it's extra difficult in winter.
Yes, yes.
Just a little bit.
And that's why you stock up at Costco.
Yes. Coffee for Costco. Days.
Is there actually a Costco on Vestmanaer?
No.
No.
We have the one Costco in just outside Reykjavik. Yeah. Me and Ham always stop by there when we go to the mainland because they have such... You know what? Fuck Costco. I'm not advertising them in this conversation.
Fuck them. But we appreciate your coffee and how much you sell.
Yeah. And your their gas station, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be beat.
Can't be beat. It was genuinely like really amazing to have everybody over. I enjoyed like just so much seeing you guys again. I missed you a bunch. Didn't realize how much I missed you guys until like we finally met in person again.
Yeah.
Well, imagine next time when you don't have the stress of a wedding hanging over you.
We only meet during stressful situations. That's like the rule. Like, there has to be a live show or there has to be like a wedding.
Can we just have like a chill meetup at some
it's
point?
It's because we don't just randomly be like, hey, you just want to hang out in Vestmanaer for no apparent reason?
Do you want to go through another 18-hour travel ordeal? No, let's put it in winter, where you also have to do a 3.5-hour ferry.
Oh, no. Yeah, turn those 18 hours into 20 hours, and then let's talk.
No.
Oh, we're meeting for a panel, but that's also, I guess, work and stressful.
Ooh. Yes.
We're doing TwitchCon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just me coming. I think Aethel is staying here, because...
Well, yeah, I've got bullshit to do.
Work.
Somebody has to work. I look forward to the next time we guys can meet up, and I like Caitlin was saying, I hope to God we can once just pick a moment where we're all just like, you know, let's just hang. And that's much more realistic right now since the three of you guys live now in Germany. I'm hoping that in like a year or two, me and V can take a day off and just...
Travis, Caitlin, and I had to go to Iceland to see each other, even though we're from the same country.
You know, it was even easier. Like, the flights to get to Iceland were shorter than the train to get to each other.
But the trains are fantastic.
We're just very... Germany's very big.
As someone who's used the German trains for all of my life, no.
We've had
but I have no alternatives to
compare
it to.
So far. The alternatives is America, where the trains try
don't
to
exist.
Kill you.
Okay.
Let me jump. Jumpy.
Well, there's no trains in Iceland, so I don't know if that's a deal breaker for the next time.
Seriously, thank you guys. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we wanted to say before wrapping up, but it's just...
It was amazing.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing your life
and
experience
with us. And you guys
looked
so happy up there getting married.
The TSA agent who stopped us the first time we all met and said, are they really your friends if you haven't met them in person? And then like...
Look at us now, random TSA.
Fuck you, bitch. I have friends.
We fight that TSA
see
agent.
See this? I have a friend.
Oh, you do that? Kessie, I don't have my ring on.
It's already gone. It's already lost.
We had to have them shrunk.
Yeah.
So well,
when Travis and I got married, we just had rings from Walmart because ours weren't made yet.
Oh. Yes. They were very painful.
I thought you had them shrunk before you picked us
up. No, so I had to pick them up. When we drove out to get y'all and meet y'all, like we had to pick them up that morning.
Yeah.
The day before, obviously they called like, hey, or days before, like, hey, can we do them another day? I'm like, no, we're getting married and we're going to be in Reykjavik this day to give them to us. But no, like we had the rings on for like a couple of days and we were both like, yeah, we're about to go on a very water-based honeymoon. Maybe we should not take these incredibly loose rings. So we're getting them resized and re-engraved.
Well, if you do fall in the water and die and your body gets waterlogged, you will not lose your ring because of how soggy it gets.
Kessir, I'm less worried about losing the ring once I'm dead.
Hey, I'm just trying to see the positives, okay?
I don't think it's a positive if I'm dead, Kessir.
But you're not going to lose the ring.
Oh, I should say one thing. This is important for those listening. As our dearly lovely friends are going on honeymoon, Dark Dice will be premiering a new season 3 of Dark Dice, next month in June. Shores of the Silver Thrum, featuring an all-new cast, all-new story. It's going to be terrifying and awesome, and the co-DMs, myself and Caitlin. Caitlin's going to be making it even scarier than ever before.
I should probably say words instead of just making hand motions.
They can't say the hand motions. It's a podcast.
Yes, on a very audio podcast.
Just know that Caitlin sold this like 10 times better just using hand motions.
Yeah.
So
she did.
And if she can sell it 10 times better with a single hand motion, imagine what she can do when she's GMing. I got it.
It will be madness. So I look forward to sharing all that with you guys. Then we've got a lot of new things and just wanted to say that to people. If they're like, oh, wait, you're going on? How are you going to record episodes? The answer is we're going to season 3 and then we'll come back to season 2 after season 3 is done.
Because it is 100% more about the fact that you guys got married and now you're going on honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Travis, when you just moved your head into the picture, there was suddenly a doll and I got scared.
Oh, it's... So we have a little, for those who can't see, there's a small German doll.
Everybody else can't see.
My mother thought it was the cutest thing. Just like put it in my room one day in my office. And I was like, oh, it's a doll. And then Caitlin's like, why is Satan in your room? And then Isa was the same way. And like all the dogs that we sit occasionally also have this irrational fear of this doll.
It's not irrational, Travis. Take a screenshot and look at that creepy ass pagan witch doll behind you.
Travis, for the rest of your life, you have to keep that thing there. Draw a third eye. You've got it.
So you know who it is you are dealing with. Do not.
That'll be our
do
cover.
Not tell me to go away. I will eat your souls.
I don't know why she bought this and left it in our house.
But she left it here. She didn't take it home with her. But we'll...
I just love that the Zoom background filter thing is like, oh yeah, yeah, we've got Caitlin, we got Travis, we got the doll.
On our music
no,
stand.
All of our props are real, be it the creepy doll or the box of human teeth.
Yeah, we've got the real, but we'll have We'll have more creepy dolls in Shores of the Silver Thrum.
She's got the eyes that open and close when you lay her down.
Yes!
Oh, that's what it was! I thought her lashes looked super creepy.
Oh, God! Holy shit, I'm having like a fucking nostalgia attack over here.
My mom also has a creepy doll. For some reason, it was suddenly sitting over the laundry machine.
What?
The dolls are just following Kessler around.
And Kessler never came
and
back.
And it has this weird expression that made me think, what has she seen?
Oh, they're like, oh my god.
That's horrifying.
That was so many times worse.
The shadows and the broken, like the wax nose that's kind of melted. What the hell?
In the broken light, if she's screaming blood, look at her.
Yeah, that's a legit question.
No, it was not stuck behind the dryer. It was just suddenly sitting on the laundry machine. I'm like, why is this here?
And I'm very like, it's cute. It's very like, important that cute. You hear me. You just leave the house. It is
Ron,
the doll's house now.
Get your mom and leave.
Oh my god, those
no,
two
my mom
dolls
will take
can
the doll
in the same room together.
No!
I injured myself laughing from terror.
Stop meeting.
Oh,
it's like she's screaming.
It's like still.
Mom
lying.
Wants to tell us a secret. Why is nothing? Why does it look so droopy?
I don't know.
They're supposed to be children, not 90-year-olds.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with her. Why she's looking like
every
her?
Angle is new torment.
It's so much worse when the light hits its eyes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's like she was forced to sing the Dark Dice musical or something.
And she could not read the words. Sorry about that, because it's dark.
Kessit, you held it in front of you and you had its back towards us, and I was like, the reveal of the doll's never gonna be as good. Like I see what you're doing, you've got a little bit of a showman in you right now. Like, yeah, you're gonna reveal that doll, it's gonna be stupid looking. Like, nope. Oh my god.
Creepy ass fuck.
That's worse. Oh,
that's the worst doll I've ever seen in my life. Like, Robert the doll is not as scary. I've met Robert.
Oh,
the haunted, legitimately haunted doll.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, Travis. I hope your face heals from this assault from Kessit.
I wanted like another day.
It's just dislodging all the wounds inside of me.
Oh, the piercing damage.
Emotional damage and piercing damage.
Seriously, guys, thank you. I love you all so much. And anything else we wanted to say? Otherwise, we'll wrap this up.
We love you too, and thank you for coming.
We love you, and thank you for coming.
Yeah.
We'll see you again in a non-pixelated variety at some point.
I'll see you too, at least.
TwitchCon Paris in June. Oh, my nose is bleeding.
July. Okay. Well, I'd go deal with that, my
TwitchCon
friend.
TwitchCon Paris in July. I will get the right tickets the right month. All right, we'll see you guys
Please.
There.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Oh.